I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest, Mike Carey, has been involved in alternative health since 1979 when he became very ill. He was misdiagnosed twice before finding the cause of his health problems. He was then told that he would probably be on medications the rest of his life. His cousin, who was deeply involved in health and nutrition, finally convinced Mike to try natural things that worked to get well. In less than 30 days, Mike was totally well and off all medications for good. That is what piqued his interest in helping others through the use of natural remedies. From that point on, it was a learning process involving studying, attending seminars, taking classes, and practicing what he was learning on friends and relatives, or anyone that was open to it. Mike eventually learned how to do muscle testing, but did not know what caused the problems he was seeing, until he learned about cellular memory. He learned how to tap into cellular memory and determine the cause of the problem, as well as the natural remedies to deal with them. He will tell more about cellular memory and healing in the interview. His introduction is brief because of the length of the interview. More information is available at holistichealthshow.com or his website, Alternative Solution Number 4 Health.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Mike, and I look forward to learning about cellular memory and its value in health. And before we talk about cellular memory, would you tell us about your background and how you got into this?
Sure, Carl. I've been in alternative health for 37 years. In 1979, I was diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, which is a fatal muscle disease. However, it was a misdiagnosis, and then I had another misdiagnosis and was given medication that made me worse instead of better. And fortunately, I had a cousin who was involved in alternative health and convinced me to try natural things, and I did, and within 30 days, I was back to normal, and that piqued my interest. So I started studying and learning more and going to seminars and doing research. And my youngest daughter had chronic fatigue for 8 years. She had no energy to do anything. And from the time she was 8 years old until she was 16, she would often lay on the floor and cry because her life was passing her by. And I had taken her to dozens of doctors and naturopaths, chiropractors, health practitioners, and so forth. None of them could figure out what was causing her chronic fatigue or how to fix it. It was then that I learned about cellular memory and how to tap into it. And what I discovered is that every cell in your body knows everything about you, and the memory stored at the cellular level, and actually medical science proved that by doing transplants where people getting a new organ would often find themselves craving the same food and sometimes even loving the same person as the one they got the organ from. So it was determined that memory passed at the cellular level, not just in the brain. And actually, I know of a process where there's such a thing as muscle memory, and that can be dealt with also. But at any rate, I was able to tap into cellular memory for my daughter and discovered what was causing her chronic fatigue and was able to fix the problems in 2 days, and all of her energy came back after 8 years. And that was 21 years ago, and I've been doing this ever since. And I do 99% of my business is done over the phone with clients in 15 countries. And a lot of people roll their eyes when I tell them I can test them over the phone, but in actuality, when you think about it, everything in the universe works by electricity and frequencies, and that's the way your body works, and that's the way the telephone works, too. And that's the best explanation I can give, because A lot of it is a mystery, mm-hmm. but it works, and it's very, very accurate. I estimate 98 to 99%.
Mm-hmm.
And I have clients all over the world now that contact me either by telephone on my toll-free number from the U.S. or Canada, or by Skype from the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I tested two fellows in India on Skype,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting good results. And it all is keeps going by word of mouth, because people get good results and they tell their friends and their relatives, and then they contact me.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. It just keeps going that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you mentioned doing this over the phone, I thought of my sister, because this was probably 30 years ago, and she was telling me about her doctor prescribing it all over the phone, and I said to her, "And I assume that he delivers your children over the phone?" And she, and she laughed. But a lot's happened in the 30, 40 years since then. You know, so I
sure.
not think of, you know, questioning it now, but 30, 40 years ago, you know, I questioned when the doctor did stuff over the phone.
Sure.
So you may have mentioned it, but if not, can you again define for us what you mean by cellular memory?
Well, every cell in your body knows everything about you, and it's recorded at the cellular level. It's believed that there's enough storage area in each of your cells to store all the information from the 32 books of the Encyclopedia Britannica. So there's plenty of room there. And again, medical science proved it by doing transplants 30 years ago. And they would often have clients who got new organs to, find themselves craving the same food or even loving the same person as the one they got the organ from.
Mm-hmm.
So they determined that the memory is passing at the cellular level. And it's... Your body can't lie, so every cell knows everything about you, and it's just a matter of how do you tap into that. And I've been able to do that for the last 21 years, and I do that by asking the body questions that can be answered yes or no, and the body responds electrically,
mm-hmm.
which allows me to muscle test it.
Oh.
mm-hmm. So, you know, they actually have machines that do the same thing. People hold on to electrodes, and they ask the body questions, and it reads out on an electrical scale. So there's some science behind it,
mm-hmm.
but it's still mysterious in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I believe what I do is a gift,
mm-hmm.
Because I've had two different groups fly me to the U.S. to teach them how to do what I do, because they got such good results themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I would spend a week teaching them and testing numerous people so they could practice. And at the end of the week, they still couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be a gift, because I can do it.
Right, so. right. So you told us then how you tap into the cellular memory. And how can you do this testing over the phone?
Well, everything in the universe works by electricity and frequencies. That's the way your body works. If you didn't have electricity, you'd be dead. And the telephone works the same way. And, you know, just like voice travels over the phone, it's a frequency that's traveling mm-hmm. over the phone. Well, this, you know, I have a test sheet that I go through that has over 200 items on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I test people going down that test sheet, but I don't have to verbalize the question. I think the question and go through my test sheet. Thoughts are a frequency, just like voice. They're just a different frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And they travel over the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I find a problem, I want to know how bad it is on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the least and 10 being the worst. And so I'll count it, and the body will tell me how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have checks and double checks for everything that I find, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It amazes me daily, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to explain, but it mm-hmm. amazes me.
Well, you mentioned earlier how long I had been exposed to radiation. How do you do that? Is that, again, by asking?
Yes, I asked your body, how long have you had this radiation? Is it days, weeks, or months? And your body said months. You know, mm-hmm. and I said, okay, how many months? And I started counting, mm-hmm. and your body told me how many months.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds weird, but it's mm-hmm. very, very accurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you don't think then that this is a learnable skill or teachable?
It is to a certain degree. See, I can teach the knowledge and I can teach the technique, but I can't teach the sensitivity to the energy coming from another person's body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's something you either have or you can possibly develop that over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell people when I do seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the other thing is, Carl, everything in the body is interconnected, and people don't realize that. People think if they have a low back problem, something's wrong with their back,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know. But in about 90% of the cases of people that have low back pain,
mm-hmm.
the problem isn't their back at all. The problem is their occipital bone is out, and it's referring the pain to their lower back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you fix the occipital, and the low back pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with that on a daily basis. When I was doing here's another example. I was doing a seminar in Texas, and this lady came to be tested, and she was on very strong painkillers because she had pain all over her body, and she'd been on them for a long time. And she had no strength in her hands at all. She said she'd been diagnosed with carpal tunnel in both wrists,
mm-hmm.
and also she had trouble holding her head up. She said it felt like a bowling ball on the end of a stick. Well, I tested her, and the only thing wrong with her out of my old test sheet was both of her ankles were out of joint.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband was there, and he was a 6'6" guy in the Army, and I showed him how to adjust her ankles, and he did, and you could hear them pop when he popped them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And she said immediately this wave of energy went from her feet through the top of her head. All of her pain immediately went away. She had strength in her hands, and her head was very light, and she was totally well.
Hmm.
And it took 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you see, and one of the ladies in the seminar was a Chinese acupuncturist, and she said, well, that makes total sense because the meridians from the ankles go to the wrists.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that. I said, mm-hmm. well, that's interesting. You know?
Well, you know, so, when you have a heart attack, often the problem is not in the heart area, but it's radiating down your arm, and also there is pain or something in your jaw. And so often, you know, where you feel is not where the problem is. And I took a course in therapeutic touch years ago with a faculty member at New York University. And again, you would go over the body and you would feel warm spots. And that's where you would go back and polarize and try to cool those areas. But that was often not where the problem was. The problem was somewhere else. It's just that the energy had accumulated in that particular area of the body.
Well, that's true, and you know, I found that the occipital bone, which is right at the base of your skull, it's above the first vertebrae, mm-hmm. it's actually part of your skull and the bowl that holds your brain. And the vagus nerve goes from the brain down through the occipital.
Mm-hmm.
And when the occipital is out, it pinches the vagus nerve, and so it will cut off electricity to various parts of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for example, a guy in Miami, Florida was referred to me, and his problem was he had been totally blind for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors told him it was macular degeneration. He was going to have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never met the person I was testing. I was talking to him on the phone, and I tested him, and his occipital bone was out, cutting off the electricity to his eyes.
Oh.
And so there, because it's part of the skull, it's difficult for chiropractors to mm-hmm. adjust, because unless they do muscle testing, they can't tell if it's in or out.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two herbs that have a frequency that will cause it to go back to home base in 2 days.
Oh.
And if it's out on the left side, it requires one herb called linden leaf. If it's out on the right side, it requires a different one called white hawkweed.
Hmm.
And so I tested this fellow and told him which one to get, and he got it and took it, and in 2 days his eyesight came back.
Hmm.
So
it's amazing.
It is amazing, and it works over and over again. I had a call this morning from a lady. Her husband had a bad fall, and she said his upper back is just killing him. Well, I tested him. There was nothing wrong with his back. The bad fall knocked his occiput out, and told her which herb to get. It was out on the left, so he needed linden leaf, and
mm-hmm.
and she had that, and so she gave it to him, and he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes are very sensitive, and I have had cataracts for probably 8 years, and the doctor keeps telling me, well, you know, in a year, you're probably going to want surgery, and I go back in a year, and then you'll say, well, in a year, you're probably going to want surgery. And I take herbs that help me with my vision. And
absolutely.
One thing
I do too.
I found is that I buy a lot of my herbs at Life Extension, but periodically they change the thing, and sometimes they haven't let me know, and it's created a problem. And the one with my eyes, they change their vitamin E, and they took out the sesame. And so my vision was getting worse again, and so I checked around, and I found something that had the sesame legumes in, and I started taking the one from Life Extension plus this one with the sesame, and my vision is fine again. But I find that if you get used to something and then they change it, often it will throw off. Even something as simple as vitamin E will
sure.
throw off my vision again.
Well, the other side of that, Carl, is if you take anything for a long period of time, your body will build up a resistance to it, and it'll no longer work.
Oh.
So it's good to rotate things periodically to change what you're taking.
Oh, is it? Oh. Because I get comfortable with what I'm taking, and then I just keep taking it.
Yeah, it'll eventually, your body will eventually stop utilizing it because it'll build up a resistance to it. So it's good just to rotate to something else periodically, or stop taking it for a couple of weeks and then start again to give your body a rest.
Yeah. You know? Well, I had surgery and I had to stop everything for a couple of weeks, and that made me a little nervous, but especially since I was on something to slow my heart, because they discovered AFib about 3 years ago. And I take natural blood thinners, but I do take the metoprolol, which they recommended, that slows the heart. But I was fine without it for 2 weeks. I was fine without all my things for 2 weeks. So now I know it can be done. So you think then that periodically for a couple of weeks it's wise just to stop?
Absolutely. I found it a lot with, you know, I take a lot of different supplements, and I take stuff for my eyes
mm-hmm.
also,
mm-hmm.
and I have to rotate which ones. But see, I test everything. I have an advantage
mm-hmm.
because I can test the product over the phone. So if someone's advertising something, I will call the company, and I'll just ask them, would you hold it? I'd like to test it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of say, what?
<You
know>? But I can test it, and I can ask my body, will this help my eyes, for example?
Mm-hmm.
And is it better than what I'm taking now? And that I can ask these questions, and the body responds yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I do what the body says, and it works every time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, lutein is one thing that I've used for my eyes, and they decreased that, and they also took out, started with a Z, like a xenothene or something like that, And they took that out. But I've read that that is a very important one. So I'm looking, you know, now when I have time to find that so I can add that back in. So I do a certain amount of, you know, changing.
Well, hold on just a second, and I'll test you on what I'm taking.
Oh,
just a moment.
Okay.
Now, I was taking a product called Eagle Eyes, and it really helped my vision. But after a while, it wasn't doing anything, again, because I took it too long. And so then I found another one called Healthy Vision Complete, and I called the company, and I tested it, and it tested better than Eagle Eyes, and it also tested that it would really help my vision, so I started taking that, ordered that.
Mm-hmm.
And it tests, that tests very good on you. I just tested it on you.
The Healthy Vision?
It's called Healthy Vision Complete.
Uh-huh. Great. Good.
The other thing is, you know, if you're bothered with cataracts, you remember I mentioned that EPF to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that as an eye wash, and it helps to eliminate cataracts. But you have to be careful with it because it's all natural, but it's very strong, and so you can only put one drop in 1 ounce of distilled water and use it as an eye wash. And you can do it, you know, a couple times a day, but you can't use more than one drop in an ounce of distilled water.
Oh. The other thing I have to watch, and that is I'm allergic to preservatives like the benzalkonium chloride that they put in a lot of eye drops. And so I've seen some eye drops that they said would, you know, help with cataracts, but they all have the benzalkonium chloride or something similar, like boric acid or something.
And well, hold on just a minute. I need to test you on something just a moment. Okay, I'm going to share something with you that you can use to eliminate allergies to various substances. Okay? This is kind of strange, but it works. Mm-hmm. And it works especially for food allergies, but it also works on medicines.
Oh, well, I also have food allergies. I'm a gluten sensitive.
Well, you can change all that. Okay. Here's what you do. This sounds crazy, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you hold the substance in your left hand, put your right hand on top of your head with the palm facing up and the back of the hand touching your head, and you just hold that for about 5 seconds. And what it does is it changes the polarity of how your body receives that particular thing, and you won't be allergic to it anymore.
Good. Great. It sounds pretty easy.
It is. And I've used it hundreds of times, and it works.
Oh, and okay. Will that work then with the eye drops also?
It should, yes.
Oh, it should.
But if you have any questions, you can always call me, and I can test you to see if you're... if it worked.
Good. Great. Good. Then let me ask you, does the cellular memory work with all types of health issues?
Yes and no. There's two issues that are a problem. One is in a lot of cancers, they hide from your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if they hide from your immune system, I can't even detect it because the testing I do is related to your immune system fighting things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is with the herpes virus, for example. The herpes virus hides, and it can hide from your own immune system, and sometimes I can't detect it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things are the only two things I have found that are... escape the cellular memory somehow. Okay. Although the cancer issue is not always that way. I've had good results with cancer as well as, you know, I've had mixed results. But the important thing with any illness is to find and eliminate what caused it. That's what I do. The testing I do is designed to find the cause of health issues and to eliminate them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason things the reason cancer returns is the cause is never dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
The symptom, which is a tumor, is dealt with, but the cause is still there. And so you have to get rid of the cause. And I tell people this, Carl, that especially people with cancer,
mm-hmm.
that God numbers your days, and you can't change that number.
Right.
But what you can change is the quality of those days, and that's mm-hmm. what I try to help people do.
Mm-hmm. I felt that when I had lung cancer, I never had a recurrence. And I always felt that it was because I used a holistic approach. Now, my doctor told me to use the Laetril and the pancreatic enzymes and the vegan diet and all of those mm-hmm. things, but he never mentioned mental, spiritual. And mm-hmm. I figured that if we're a total being, that I needed to add, and I added things like prayer, meditation, affirmations, visualization, you know, faith, optimism, etc. And mm-hmm. I've always felt like that component helps with the, you know, survival without recurrence. Do you do anything?
Well, you probably eliminated the cause somewhere in there.
Yeah. And do you do anything with the emotional and the...
Oh, yes. I test the emotions. I test the structure. I
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I test all of those. Those things are all on my test sheet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I learn new things all the time, so I'm constantly revising my test sheet with new
mm-hmm.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you see that as being an important part, at least for some people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I explain to people that health, good health has three pillars. There's the physical, there's the emotional or mental, and then there's the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a three-legged stool. If you only have one or two of those legs, your life is going to be out of balance,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you're going to have problems. You need all three of those pillars in your life, and that's vital
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
health.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us some other types of patients that you've seen and the conditions that they've had and how it's resolved?
Oh, sure.
Because people
sure.
always like to hear these things.
Well, I'll give you a few examples.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady that I met on LinkedIn that was from South Africa, and she
mm-hmm.
she said she'd been sick for 14 years
wow.
and been to all kinds of doctors, and no one could help her. Well, I contacted her and told her, I can help you. And so she said, well, how can you help me? And I explained what I do. And she says, oh, yeah, you're going to test me over the phone? Sure. And I said, well, listen, I'll tell you what. I only charge $75 for the testing, and
mm-hmm.
I won't charge you up front. If you're not happy with the results, you don't have to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, okay. So I tested her via Skype, and I put her on a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 to 3 weeks later, she called me, and she said, I want to pay you, and I want you to test my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So after 14 years of being sick, she got well in 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
And that's
mm-hmm.
typical. Most health issues are resolved in mm-hmm. 1 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That includes, by the way, Lyme disease, which affects over 300,000 people a
right.
year.
Right.
It's gone in 10 days to 2 weeks, usually, depending on how long they've had it and if it's penetrated the blood or their brain or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It includes hepatitis C, which mm. supposedly is incurable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gone in 15 days every oh. time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Naturally, these are all natural remedies.
Mm-hmm.
It includes chronic fatigue, all kinds of issues, arthritis, headaches, the list just goes on and on,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
most things are resolved in 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I had a Army Ranger who was referred to me in Texas, and he had been poisoned in Afghanistan along with his whole squad, and they
mm-hmm.
all died.
Mm-hmm.
And he was given 2 weeks to live. Well, I tested him over the phone, started him on a protocol to get rid of the poisons in his body, and it was like peeling an onion. We would get rid of one layer, and another layer would come to the surface, and we'd have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he emailed me pictures of his fingers, and he had yellow sulfur oozing out from underneath
mm-hmm.
his fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we dealt with that. Well, it took 3 months to get him totally well, mm-hmm. but he's well today, and that was 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, you know, one example. I had a fellow here in Columbia who was diagnosed with colon cancer and went through 2 months of chemo and radiation, and his cancer was worse, and they wanted to remove part of his colon.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew his son, and so I convinced him to let me test him, and he came and I tested him, and I found out what was causing his cancer and how to get rid of it. And to make a long story short, and this is doesn't happen with everybody, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea, but this happened with him. We got rid of his cancer in 7 days with roughly $5 worth of things from the grocery store.
Oh.
Because his cancer was caused by heavy metal poisoning settled in his colon,
mm-hmm.
and cilantro, the herb cilantro, mm-hmm. has a frequency that will cause the body to release heavy metals if you do it a certain way, and I showed him how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spice turmeric, mm-hmm. is a mm-hmm. strong anti-cancer, mm-hmm. spice.
Mm-hmm.
So I had him do the cilantro and take the turmeric, and in 7 days they couldn't find any cancer in him.
Wow!
They wanted to know what he did, and that was 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I test the body to find out what will work for the body and what works best,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have hundreds of testimonies I can give you that I don't know if you want me to go on and on about things or not.
Well, people always like to hear case studies, especially if it relates to what they have. You know, because I think people basically have hope, but then they may lose it, but they're still looking for hope, and the case studies gives them hope. Is mm-hmm. that right?
That's right. Well, I discovered an interesting thing recently. You know, on my checklist, I always have inflammation as one of the areas that I test.
Mm-hmm.
But with the type of testing I do, the more specific you are, the better, the more accurate it is. And what I discovered, I was reading an article about chronic inflammation, and I thought, well, that's interesting. Is that different than just inflammation? And so I started testing people for chronic inflammation. And I would test them on inflammation, and they didn't have it. Then I would test them on chronic inflammation, and yes, they had that, and it was very bad. And the difference between inflammation and chronic inflammation is mainly like arthritis or bursitis or tendonitis or something like that. It's focused on the outside layer of your body,
mm-hmm.
where chronic inflammation is internal, and it's something you've had for a long period of time, and it affects your organs.
Oh.
And so I started testing more people on chronic inflammation, and I'm finding, probably 1 out of 20 people will have chronic inflammation, and they're always having health problems. And when they get rid of the chronic inflammation, their body responds, and they don't have those health problems all the time anymore.
Mm-hmm. And does their diet make a big difference in those that have and do not have?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, if people eat a junky diet, they're going to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
You're clogging up your body. If you're eating a lot of dairy products,
mm-hmm.
a lot mm-hmm. of red meat, a lot of wheat products, if you're eating too much sugar, those things are going to clog up your body and cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people it's not what you do once in a while that's going to affect you. It's what you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you have ice cream periodically, it's not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it every day, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll mention this to you. I've had a number of clients that were diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they were diagnosed with it, because they had tremors in their hands.
Right.
What I discovered was about 50% of them don't have Parkinson's. They have a severe magnesium deficiency.
Oh.
And when you give them the magnesium, the tremors stop,
mm-hmm.
and they're fine.
Oh.
I had a lady I had a lady come here to my home, and she had tremors really bad, and the doctors had diagnosed her with Parkinson's, and I tested her, and her body says no, she doesn't have Parkinson's, and I tested her. I test all the vitamins and minerals, and she was severely depleted in magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Well, I take magnesium every day." Well, she'd been taking it for years, and as I mentioned to you, when you take something for a long period of time, your body builds up a resistance to it, and it doesn't work anymore. So I tested her magnesium, and it didn't test good at all. So I went to my cupboard, and I got my magnesium out, and I tested on her, and it tested very good. So I gave her one of my magnesium tablets, and she took it with some water, and in the meantime, I was testing her daughter, which took 10 or 15 minutes. And I finished with the daughter, and then I turned around to the mother, and I said, "Well, how are your tremors?" And she held out her hand, and it was totally steady. And it only took 15 minutes. But it was the right kind of magnesium that she needed.
Right, right.
So,
yeah. Well, I think people with heart conditions usually take a lot of magnesium. I take usually between 900 to 1,200 milligram a day.
You probably need to rotate it to a different type of magnesium periodically.
You think?
Hold on, I'll tell you just a moment.
Oh.
Yeah, your magnesium that you're taking is not doing anything for you right now. No, you need to switch to a different kind.
Oh, because I was taking the glycinate because it had less probability of causing diarrhea. And so that was the one I was taking. I think some of the other ones will cause a diarrhea, so I'll have to see then what I can find to replace it.
Well, you can always get a different one and call me, and I can test it on you. But,
oh, okay.
You know, my clients will usually, after I put them on a protocol and we get rid of everything that's compromising their body, I have them lay out all the supplements they're taking, and I test them on them. And I test them to see, do they need this? Will it help them? How many per day? Do they take it in the morning, at noon, or at night? And for how long? And generally, about 90% of what people are taking, their body doesn't want or need.
I probably then need to set up an appointment with you, Mike, and go through, because I take a fair amount of supplements, and I've been taking them for a long time, so they're probably similar to the magnesium. They're just not as effective now.
Right.
What
happens when you take something that your body doesn't want or need, even though it may be a good product, if your body doesn't want or need it, it has to process it and doesn't know what to do with it. And what it does is it lowers your cellular energy and takes strength away from your body. So... It's good just to take the things your body wants and needs. And it saves you a lot of money usually in the long run.
Right. Well, potassium is another thing that I had problems absorbing at one point, and that seems to have resolved itself because, you know, I don't eat the foods that would give me the amount of potassium that I need. And I don't like to take potassium because its effect on the heart, if you take too much or too little or whatever. So, but I've noticed that I haven't had any symptoms of that for a while now. So I think that's resolved.
What I recommend to people who are deficient in potassium is cream of tartar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cream of tartar has a very high amount of potassium in it, and you just put a teaspoon in some water in the morning and drink it. It kind of tastes like lemonade, you know. So it's a good way to get potassium, and it goes right into the bloodstream that way because it's liquid then.
Great.
Yeah.
Good idea.
A lot of people will have, you know, leg cramps at night, and sometimes it's being caused by potassium. It's either magnesium, calcium, or potassium, one of the three that cause leg cramps. And so I test them and determine which one. And if it's potassium, I just have them take cream of tartar every morning for, you know, I test them for how many days. And and that fills the potassium level, and they no longer have that problem.
Mm-hmm. I cut way back on calcium because I had read and was told by a naturopathic doctor friend that it wasn't good to take a lot of calcium because of the arteries, and so I think I take about 600.
Well, your doctor friend is absolutely right, and the mistake that people make is they go to the health food store and they'll buy, it's called CalMag, it's calcium magnesium, and they're these white tablets, and the calcium is made from, it's called elemental calcium, it's made from rocks, and you can't digest it, and so what it does is it settles out in your arteries, in your tissue, and it causes all kinds of problems. It settles out in the joints, and you never want to take those white tablets of calcium. They're very bad. You know, if you want good calcium, the best calcium comes from dark green leafy vegetables. Kale, Swiss chard, spinach, those kind of things. And I just have people put them in a blender with a couple cups of water and liquefy them, and you know, take a little bit every day, and it fills the calcium level, and it's all natural, and it's the best way you can do it. See, cows don't, you know, the dairy association will tell you you need milk for calcium, but cows don't drink milk after they're weaned. They never drink it again. They get their calcium from dark greens, and that's where we should get ours.
Yeah, so, I don't drink milk, cow's milk. I use almond milk.
I haven't had milk since 1979.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I grew up on milk, but it was non-pasteurized, non-homogenized. This was back in the 30s and early 40s. We went to the farm, and we got a pail of milk and brought it home, and my mother skimmed the cream off the top for coffee, and it was unhomogenized, unpasteurized. It was right out of the cow.
Well, back then it was good,
yep.
But what you get today is bad. And the other thing is, if you do it every day, milk is very mucus forming, and mucus is a form of metabolic waste. And unless your eliminative channels are working very well, it'll back up into your lymphatic system and into your sinuses and so forth, and cause problems. So, I deal with this with people. Also, you know, you have four eliminative channels. You have your bowels, your kidneys, your lungs, and your skin. And you're supposed to eliminate 2 pounds of metabolic waste from each one of those areas every day. Well, the average person has one bowel movement a day and eats three meals. And this is why you see what I call pregnant men out there with their stomach sticking way out. It's not their stomach, it's their colon. And all that stuff is accumulating in the colon and pushing out. And you know, you have to get them moving 2 to 3 times a day to be healthy. And the same with drinking enough water. A lot of people don't drink enough water, and so they're not eliminating through their kidneys, and they don't exercise, so they don't sweat, so they don't eliminate through their skin. And so they don't do aerobics, so they're not eliminating through their lungs. Well, where's all this poison going? It's backing up into the body and causing problems. And you just can't do that.
Right. What do you see as some of the most common problems, health issues with people in the United States?
Well, today it's the herbicide and pesticide poisoning from genetically modified food, the radiation poisoning from Fukushima in Japan, and also there are over 600 viruses out there now, and I test for viruses, bacteria, funguses, and parasites, and a lot of people are carrying viruses around, and some of them are very bad viruses. So those are the main issues. There are at least 50 to 100 million people with radiation poisoning and or herbicide and pesticide poisoning, at least in the U.S. And they don't even know it, and the government is telling them the radiation levels are getting lower and becoming more normal, and that's not true. I mean, I get a weekly, not a weekly, a monthly report on radiation levels all over the country, and they're extremely high, and they're measured in counts per minute.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 to 30 counts per minute is normal. 50 is abnormal, 100 is alert level, and 300 is evacuation level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are over 60 cities in the U.S. where the counts per minute are above 1,000. And, in fact, Miami, Florida was the highest for a long time. It was over 1,800. People are getting exposed and don't even know it, and mm-hmm. no one's telling them.
Mm-hmm.
I may be one of the, you know, a handful of people that even test for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody else that does.
No, I don't either. I haven't heard of that.
And then the, you know, when you have 50 to 70% of the food supply is genetically modified now and the government's promoting it, oh, goodness, so many people are sick now and they don't know why. You know, people tell me, well, I only eat organic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, organic just means that they didn't use chemical fertilizers. It can be organic and still be GMO.
Right. Right.
And you can't get them to label now because they've put so much money out there to fight the labeling laws, so you don't know what you're getting when you buy it.
Right.
You know, fortunately, where I live in Colombia, the only GMO things we have here are things imported from the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you just don't buy those. That list of things that are GMO is extensive, but I'll give you some of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's most of the corn and soy products are now GMO.
Mm-hmm.
Canola oil is GMO.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many potato products, including most of the French fries from fast food restaurants are now made with GMO potatoes. Celestial seasoning teas is GMO. The papaya and bananas from Hawaii are GMO. Tobacco products, most of them are GMO. The list just keeps getting bigger. One of the big ones is they've gotten into cotton products, and it's estimated that 85% of the tampons that women use now are made with genetically modified cotton.
Mm.
And so they're getting poisoned that way also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tragic. It's literally tragic.
And unfortunately, the people who are running for president next time are as involved with the GMO as Monsanto is, almost.
Oh, yeah.
So the only one that was opposed to it was Bernie Sanders, and he has had excellent ideas about what needs to happen in this country, but the media and the insiders and the establishment have all treated him like he didn't even exist.
But, well, they've all sold out to Monsanto and DuPont and Coca-Cola and those companies that are doing this stuff.
Right, right.
It's big money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russia and a lot of European countries have outlawed GMO. They know what's going on.
Right. Well, I had Jeffrey Smith. Do you know that name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had him about a month or so ago talk about GMOs, and he's very interesting.
Fortunately, there are ways to get rid of the poisons, and that EPF that I mentioned to you is the best thing I've found in 35 years.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's replaced about 90% of the protocols I used to use, and it does so many things.
And how have you learned all of this? Have you gone to school, or is some of it you receive from a higher source, or how do you?
Well, earlier I attended a lot of seminars, and then I learned by doing, practicing, and studying, and I read a lot of books. I do research all the time on the Internet, because the Internet has everything you ever want to know about anything.
And some things you don't want to know.
a lot of things you don't want to know, but I subscribe to a lot of health-related newsletters, and I, if an article catches my eye, I'll read it, and then I'll do some research, and then I'll test what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll test it on some of my clients to see if it's valid or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of it is, and some of it isn't. But I learn new things that way, and I'm learning constantly. This gift I've been given is amazing, and I think God gave me this gift. I'm a missionary in Colombia, and I think he gave me this gift not only to help people to share the gospel and also to support
right.
me in the mission field. So
right.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Then, Mike, we're getting somewhat close to the end, so can you tell us about your services and how people can reach you and any products you have and any parting things that you want people to know?
Okay, well, I don't sell products per se because I live in South America.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend products and tell people where they can get them.
Mm-hmm.
I test them on them first before I recommend them.
Mm-hmm.
But people can contact me by email at silverwood08@gmail.com. Or they can access my website, which is alternativesolutions4health.info. And that's alternativesolutions4health.info. And it gives all the information how to contact me on my website also. I have a toll-free number from the U.S. and Canada. It's 208-968-5797. My Skype name, if people want to Skype me, is T.O. Mike Carey, M-I-K-E-C-A-R-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically how people contact me. My website explains more about what I do, and there's also a lot of very good information on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual things that people don't think about, you know, like the color of your eyes and how that relates to your health. Did you know that there are only two basic eye colors, blue and brown?
And they're
varying shades of those
mm-hmm.
colors,
mm-hmm.
but when people have yellow, green, or hazel eyes, that's all toxic buildup in the body that causes that, and if they did serious cleansing, their eyes would go back to blue.
Oh.
I know that sounds weird, but I'm speaking from experience, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you were to look at somebody's eyes with a magnifying glass and a light, and they had hazel eyes,
mm-hmm.
And you look close, you could see the blue around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mentioned that there are people that stay with you for years.
Oh, yes.
And is there a special program or a special rate or something for people that...
Yes, I have a subscription service.
Oh,
that's
okay.
For people who want to have regular contact with me to keep
mm-hmm.
them healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay me a monthly fee. For a single person, it's only $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple, it's $75.
Mm-hmm.
And for a family of up to five people, it's $100 a month.
Wow, you can't
And I have
that.
A number of people that have been with me for close to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the other thing I'll mention, I also test animals.
Mm-hmm.
I can test. I've probably cured a dozen dogs this last year and a few cats and
mm-hmm.
so forth. In the past, I cured a horse of its lame leg and a cow.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do works on animals and babies and, you know, as well as adults
mm-hmm.
or teenagers. I'll give you one last one that happened some time ago. A lady called me, she was referred to me, and asked me if I would test her 11-year-old daughter. And I said, what's her problem? She said, well, she was playing basketball, and all of a sudden she couldn't get a deep breath, and she had pain in her chest.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I've taken her to two doctors, and they can't find anything wrong with her. So I said, well, put her on the phone. And I, you know, said hi to her and so forth. It took less than a minute to find the problem.
Mm-hmm.
She had a rib that was out of place, putting pressure on her on her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, take her to a chiropractor, tell him there's a rib out on her left side that's putting pressure on her lungs, and he'll adjust it and she'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she called me back. She said, well, I took her to a chiropractor. I didn't tell him anything. I just said she's having trouble getting a deep breath. He tested her and said, oh, she's got a rib out on her left side. He adjusted it, and she was fine.
Oh, great. Good. I appreciate this very much, Mike. It's been very, very interesting to me, and I know it will be to the listeners. And I will be in touch with you. The monthly subscription sounds like a great idea for people when they get to my age. And so I'll be in touch. And again,
okay.
I appreciate it, and I hope we can talk again.
Thanks, Carl. I enjoyed talking with you.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope some of the information was useful to you, and I hope you will join me again in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.